It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And one more thing about the LeBron thing that I just didn't get into a second ago. Another thing in this is his main question was, why are you not asking me questions about Jerry Jones? Here's a pretty good idea of why they're not asking you about Jerry Jones. You're a fucking basketball player. They're asking you about Kyrie because you played with Kyrie. You play against Kyrie. He's in your league. You're an outspoken guy talking about politics and religion and sex and drugs and everything else. He plays in your league. Jerry Jones is an old dude that's an owner for a football team. When you ask that question, when you say, yeah, you know, why don't you ask me? It's like you're desperate. You're desperate to be asked about something that is a story that doesn't involve you, and you want to interject yourself into the story. And by the way, the Jerry Jones picture is a non, like, to me, it's a story because there's a white guy who owns a team. He's the most high-profile owner in all of sport, and it's race. And race sells. That's what these people do. They all the media people. Race. It sells. It sells. It sells. That's why it's out there. That's why it's a story. That's why it's in the news. It's Jerry Jones, rich white guy. Get all that. But explain to me why it's the job of NBA reporters to ask you about a picture of the owner of a football team. After a game, you're sitting there. You play against Kyrie. You know Kyrie. He's your buddy. It's a big story. It involves on the field, on the court shit. That's why they ask you about it. It is relevant to you. What is not relevant to you is what's happening with Jerry Jones in a picture when he was 15 years old, 65 years ago. That has nothing to do with anything that happens on the field today, in particular on the court, with what you're doing. It has nothing to do with you. And the only reason it's something is because people are thirsty and desperate to make it something because it's rich, white guy, and race, and Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. That's why. That's why the media is completely inauthentic and disingenuous. They know that there's nothing to that picture. They know it. But they know it's sexy. Like, oh boy, look. Oh my God, shocking development. A kid that attended that high school or that school was in attendance that day at school. Wow! Shocking development. But listening to LeBron whine about it, oh, why don't you guys ask me a question? Why don't you keep that same energy? Listen here, LeBron. Why don't you keep the same energy whenever your Cleveland Browns have a guy that jerks off on all these women? Keep the same energy. Spare me the keep me the same energy bullshit. We could say that about anything. Anybody could say that about anyone, anytime, anywhere when people are criticizing something that you're on the side of versus something you're not. Or your group's being criticized, but you feel like another group is not. But this idea that somehow, like, the reporters owed it to you to ask a question. And by the way, the only reason that Jerry Jones picture is even in a talking point today is because of you. No one cared about it. Maybe that's what you wanted, of course. But no one cares about that picture because anybody with a brain can look at that and go, there's a dude standing in a crowd of people. But just at its core, the question of why haven't you asked me about Jerry Jones? Why would they need to? You're a basketball player after a basketball game. And in relation to Kyrie Irving, of course, one actually might be an anti-Semite, and one is a dude who 65 years ago was standing around a group of people at a school.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But either way, like, the idea that the media owed it to you to ask you, how dare you not tee me up to say some profound statement, to make a profound commentary about race in America. How dare you, media people? How dare you? I am the great LeBron, and you owe me this. You owe me this. How dare you? Ask me questions. Tee me up. That is your job. Tee me up to make a profound statement that makes Sports Center television tonight. Tee me up to make a commentary that will go viral on social media. Please. It is your job, media. Bend over for me. I am LeBron, and I will ask you every question. I will tell you what questions to ask me. Why do you care about Kyrie? Well, they care about Kyrie because he plays in the league you play in, and it impacts you and your business. Jerry Jones does not. Ask me questions about Jerry Jones. No, we don't want to. It's not part of our job. I'm sorry. I'm in the media. Like, if I'm a media person, I have a job, and most people who are in a press conference after a game have to write stories about the game they attended, write a, you know, what happened in the game, write a column, whatever. They're writing something about what happened in that game. Sorry that Jerry Jones being a high school student 65 years ago in a picture is not newsworthy or germane or important to what they are writing about the game you just played or the sport you play. Come on, guys. Tee me up, man. Come on. Tee me up, man. Why aren't you guys asking me these questions? Because we don't give a shit about your answer. Because it's not that big of a deal. And it might also, shocker here, you never know. Some of those guys, in the same way you have an agenda that's based on race, as you pointed out in your statement about how it impacts my people and my culture and black people across the country, did it ever occur to you, LeBron, that maybe those people, I bet you a lot of the people in the media there, in the New York media and the big-time NBA media, probably got yourself some Jews in there, and they probably don't like it that you minimize what happened to them and support Kyrie Irving, who might be an anti-Semite. So I understand that it's difficult for you because you're black and you've chosen this path that you're on, which is I'm black and this is what happens to my culture and I only care about what happens to my culture. Fine, you've made that decision. You have every right to make that decision. But in the same way that your people were somehow just treated horribly or have suffered a great indignity because Jerry Jones was in a picture 65 years ago, there's also a group of people who come from a line of people who were thrown into fucking ovens that dealt with a lot of shit that you might have also dealt with, a lot of bad shit. So maybe some of those folks who are Jewish media people, in the same way that you only care about what happens to your people, they might give a shit about what happens to their people and how it impacts them. Oh, God, aghast. How could that be?